Now, I think many, many of our listeners know what Game of Thrones is, but could you give your own take on what this, what was a book, I think, and became a series, what it is?
It certainly was. It was a book written by a gentleman called George Martin, and it has been developed into 5 series of television programs. We have currently just filmed shooting the 4th series, which will be on TV screens in the US and the UK in April. Mm-hmm. And it is a series of programs where different families or clans would battle against each other to take hold of the Iron Throne. So it's quite, some parts are quite gruesome. There are some violent images in it, but it's a good, hard storyline run throughout the whole 4 series so far.
And why would they film in Northern Ireland? Can you, the setting is Middle Earth, if I've understood correctly?
It is, yes. There are a few different countries used to make Game of Thrones. Croatia is used and Malta is also used. And the different countries are chosen for the type of landscape that they have and the type of weather that they have. Mm-hmm. So the crew would come here in wintertime and would shoot a lot of the scenes that are in large green open spaces or in quite heavily forested areas. And you'll also see within the series there are some snow-covered landscapes. Thankfully, it wasn't real snow. It was false snow, so it wasn't here. But it would be chosen really because we have quite a good natural landscape here in Northern Ireland for them to use as a backdrop. We also have some excellent filming studios here. The main studio, which would be used in Belfast for filming Game of Thrones, was actually the old painting hall used by Harland and Wolff when Titanic was built.
Can you explain to our listeners a bit more about the Titanic connection?
Sure. Belfast is very famous for its connection with Titanic because Titanic was actually built right here in Belfast. Visitors who come to Belfast can actually visit the dry dock where Titanic was built. Mm. And it is an amazing feeling of a scale of the size that the ship actually was. There's also a current exhibition in Belfast, a ship called the SS Nomadic, which was built along with Titanic here in Belfast. So it's an excellent site to be able to visit while people are here. Along with that, we also have the largest visitor experience for Titanic anywhere in the world, which is really an ode to Titanic and the good story that it did bring to local people from Belfast. Obviously, it didn't have a very pleasant ending, but we really try to embrace and celebrate what it meant to Belfast and the local people here and the economic benefit
that
it had during the
time. My question about Game of Thrones. Do local people have any resistance to having such a big production come to their small towns, or has it been met with enthusiasm?
Everybody here loves Game of Thrones and everything that it brings to Northern Ireland. I don't think I have ever experienced one person to say that it's terrible to have Game of Thrones made here. It brings so much investment to the local area and it brings jobs to local people. And you'll see all of the extras who feature in Game of Thrones. They're all local people from Belfast and the wider Northern Ireland community. So it brings jobs to local people. And it also helps companies like Macomb's Travel because we are then generating work from working alongside the film company that makes Game of Thrones. So people are absolutely delighted to have a good news story, something really positive that can be attached to Northern Ireland. And it is a real proud thing for people to be able to say that Game of Thrones was filmed here.
Good, good.